I'm your friends at PBS Kids. Hey everyone, it's me, Molly.
Molly of Denali.
Let's go.
She's Molly of Denali. Come along with Molly.
Molly.
Who feels a fire? We
come along with Molly.
Molly.
From tundra to the sea.
Denali.
Yeah.
She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
Hey everyone, it's me, Molly. I'm here at the Denali Trading Post in Kaya, and this is my second vlog post. There's a lot of news to share. First off, tomorrow's my birthday. I'm turning 10. Double digits! Dad and Grandpa are trying to recreate my favorite birthday cake.
Is that right?
But they've decided to create it from memory. I'm sure it's going to be great. Or pretty good at least, if they figure out the recipe. Tomorrow is also the big grand opening of the Denali Trading Post under new owners, the Mabrays. That's us. The whole village of Kaya is going to be here. And all the tourists who are passing through to see the Northern Lights. It's supposed to snow, but that won't stop folks around here. And I found a good home for Suki, which is really great. I don't have to worry about her swiping my birthday cake tomorrow, or making another big mess here at the trading post.
Molly, it's bedtime.
Okay, gotta sign off for now. See you next time. Dad, you're covered with...
flour, I know. Grandpa Nat and I are going to take another crack at baking your birthday cake in the morning.
And maybe we'll try using the recipe this time.
That sounds like a good idea. Dad, do you think Suki is happy with Mr. Haltman?
She looked pretty happy to me, Molly.
Yeah, I guess she did. I hope she's having fun.
Callie, Luna, Flash, Indy, and Suki.
It's bedtime for Malamutes and people. Good pups. Hey, where's Suki? There you are. You sure do love that squeaky toy. Reminds you of Molly, huh? What a special girl to find you a home like this one. Come on now, I've got your crate all set up for you inside. All warm and cozy for you. I'll put your squeaky inside so you can have good dreams. Nice and snug. Welcome home, Suki. Sleep tight.
Molly.
What is it, Dad?
Have I told you how proud I am of you for finding Suki a nice home?
Really?
And for all the help you've given your mom and me getting the trading post up and running, even if I'm still trying to figure out your system for organizing the merchandise.
It's pretty simple. You pick up each item, think about how you might use it, or how it feels, and then you take the first letter of that to decide where to put it.
What I'm trying to say is, you're my favorite 9-year-old girl in the world. And tomorrow, you'll be my favorite 10-year-old girl. And we're gonna have a big celebration.
Huh? Raven? Wonder what he wants this time. Mom, Raven is on the roof again, just like at the old house.
So he is.
Or was.
Where's he going?
Hopefully to his cozy nest. Nice and far from here so we can go to bed.
But Grandpa said we should listen. What if Raven wants us to follow him again?
Again?
Raven led me and Tui here to the trading post. He's the reason we found Suki in the first place. What do you think, Mom?
I think the traditional stories have a lot to teach us.
Then I think we should all follow Raven together, but let's hope he hurries.
I've got the flashlight.
There he is, on the truck. Now where is he going?
That way.
Excuse me, Raven? We have a big day tomorrow, and we need to get our sleep. So if you could show us what you need us to see.
He's on the bunkhouse roof.
Maybe he wants us to go inside.
Wait, I think he wants us to go around back.
Why?
There's nothing here, Molly.
Except the box Suki was shipped in. What if Raven's trying to tell us something about Suki?
Okay, Molly, let's get some sleep. Tomorrow's gonna be a big day.
Dad?
Yes, Molly?
What if Raven was trying to tell us something about Suki?
Like what?
I don't know, but before I go to bed, can we at least call Mr. Haltman and check on her?
Of course we can. Here you go.
Hello?
Hi there, Mr. Haltman. It's me, Molly, from the Denali Trading Post.
Oh, hi there, Molly. I was just talking about you to your friend Suki before I put her to bed.
I'm so sorry to bother you so late, but I was wondering how she's doing in her new home.
Just fine. Really sending in.
So, no disasters? She hasn't wrecked your kitchen?
No, she's been very well behaved.
Good. And does she need anything? An extra blanket? Or some treats? Because Dad and I could maybe drive over tomorrow if it's not snowing too much.
I think Suki is very comfortable, Molly. I put her in the crate, and she was happily playing with the squeaky you gave her.
Oh, she likes the birthday cake toy?
Very much. I tell you what, would you like me to go check on her? She's just in the other room.
Oh, must see. Yes, please.
Suki? Suki? Suki?
Is something wrong?
I don't know what happened, Molly, but somehow Suki opened her crate. She's not here. I think she ran away.
Ran away? Mom! Dad! Suki ran away! We have to find her!
The Molly of Denali podcast was created by WGBH and Gen Z Media in partnership with PRX. If you like what you hear, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.
Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali. She's Molly of Denali.
For more adventures with Molly, catch the Molly of Denali PBS Kids animated series on your local PBS station and the PBS Kids video app. Masit Cho! Thank you!